Dadsnet Original Podcast.
Oh, welcome to the Dadsnet Podcast. On today's show, we are joined by Dr. Alex, which is very exciting. How are you, Alex? Nice of you to join us.
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good. How was, I suppose, I don't know when the cutoff is, but I suppose in any time in January, we're still okay to ask, how was Christmas and your new year?
Yeah, I think so. It's a good question, actually. When do you stop saying Happy New Year? Is it like, is there a dead? Well, maybe that's a question for the listeners. They can let us know when you should be stopping saying Happy New Year. But yeah, it was an okay time. I mean, for many people, I think Christmas can be an amazing time, but it also can be a really difficult time as well, for as many reasons, or the same reasons sometimes, that it's good, it can be hard. So, you know, I lost my brother, me and my family without my brother. So, you know, it's not the easiest time, but actually it's still special because you spend time with family and you get downtime from work and stuff. So I've come back feeling positive, but you know, January I think is a difficult time for a lot of people. I mean, you know, I guess it's a time, as we're going to talk about, that people feel under a lot of pressure and things. But yeah, how was your time? How was your festive period?
It was pretty hectic, but like you say, when you kind of boil it down, you're with family and you're not as like rushed with work pressures and school, like when you've got kids, when the school, you know, they've got time to chill. So when it boils down and all that kind of hectic and running around, you know, underneath all of that, you're with family. And I guess that's the crux of it, right?
But absolutely.
But as you mentioned, right? So let's dive into these stats from this survey about money. 84% of people say January is the toughest January yet. Obviously we're coming to what, the third year of this kind of cost of living crisis, and people are struggling. So just speak to that 84%, that's high of people struggling.
Yeah, I mean, so Nationwide Building Society did this research, and these are all the respondents and things that have said this. And I guess we've had several years of hardship. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and you know, I would say it's really sad to see those numbers, but perhaps it's not actually that surprising. Like, it's a tough time at the moment, and you might think, well, why are you talking about this, Alex? You're not a financial expert. I'm certainly not, but financial health is a massive part of mental health, and what we know is that for adults, you know, amongst the highest cause of stress, worry and anxiety is financial worry. So it becomes our problem, basically. It's everyone's problem. And so, you know, my message to people is, please, like, if you're going through a difficult time this time of year, talk to people. We know, especially for men and finances often don't want to talk about it. There's a societal pressure of pride. There's a societal view of like the breadwinning stuff like that, which is a huge thing of its own. It's a huge topic, a huge thing to talk about on its own. But that pressure means that men often don't want to talk about it. So, you know, my message is, please, you know, don't stay silent, you know, speak to someone. Nationwide is saying that you can go into the branch and speak to people face to face about it, whether you want to do that or you want to speak to an advisor of the phone, or whether you want to speak to, you know, mental health professional if it's causing you stress and anxiety, talk to people. And you know, I say to people as well, you know, mental fitness and building your mental fitness doesn't mean your problems of your life go away. They obviously don't. We still face challenges. You never know, like today is a beautiful blue sky day, you have no idea what challenges people are going to face, but working on your mental fitness makes you more resilient and able to deal with challenges. I mean, it's literally why myself, Bear Grylls, Paul McKenna, we started Metal, the men's mental fitness app. We want men, it's designed specifically for men, to work on their mental fitness in a way that they feel is bespoke to them and looks after them. So yeah, just look after yourselves, look after each other, really.
Yeah, and I want to echo that, because that was kind of where I was going, that dads, they have this societal pressure to carry the pressures, the family finances on their shoulders. And I think a lot of the time, dads want everything to be fine. And when it's not, and when it is challenging, there is this tendency, we see it, we hear about it from dads talking about it all the time within the community, of pretending to our family everything's okay, and then we'll just carry this god awful stress about how am I going to afford the next month of bills, or living paycheck to paycheck. And dads, there is that tendency for dads to do that.
Yeah, and I think that is a huge worry for me. I mean, you look at the stats, if we're completely honest about it, you know, the rate of mental illness and indeed the risk of suicide is multiple times higher in men. And, you know, what it comes down to, people go, oh yeah, but are men and women that different? Well, actually, of course, there are biological differences, but actually a lot of it comes down to how we train men to be in society. Like, I love the saying, well, I don't love it, it's bad, but it's very powerful, that society craves men to speak but trains them to be silent. And it is so powerful. I think it's so, so true. Man up, be a man, you know, grow some balls, toughen up, don't cry, you know, don't be, I remember harmful words like when I was growing up, people saying, don't be a girl. You know, these things, let's be honest, these are words that we hear growing up. And that has it's a lifetime effect. Well, the fact I can remember those things being said when I was younger means it carries with you for life. So when you're in your most difficult moments as a man or as anyone, but, you know, especially as a man, you've been trained to be silent when you need to speak and you can't.
Yeah.
And I get so many men messaging me, a lot of dads as well, especially with families, who say, you know, I can't talk about it because I don't want my family to think that I'm weak or I'm a failure or whatever. And I'm like, you're not a failure for your struggles.
Yeah.
You are far more than your struggles to start with, but you're certainly not a failure for facing your struggles. In fact, I think there's a great deal of strength and a great, you know, respect to have for people who can say, do you know what, it's a tough time.
Yeah.
It's a difficult time and I need help.
Yeah. And I want to go at that from both angles, right? Because the other stat that kind of leapt out at me in this report was that 51% blame a heightened Christmas spending, right? So here's my theory. Mm. It's just a theory, but if you've got on one hand like financial pressures, but you've also got pressures from wanting your family to have a nice Christmas and to have all the trimmings and to have the presents under the tree. So you've got those pressures of not wanting to say no to them, but also wondering how the hell you're going to pay for it all. Like, is that fair to say that I think there's a lot of strength in being able to say no to all of these lavish parts of Christmas whilst because of the financial pressures and balancing that? And it feels like there's a not a weakness, but there's that silence, isn't there? Well, I won't say no. Mm. I won't say anything. We'll just say yes. And then I'll just work it out later and stress about it. Like, it feels like from both angles, dads just need to kind of say, well, anyone needs to say, not just dads, but you need to kind of be right. No, we can't afford that because there's financial pressures and we are going to be able to afford it. So you're dealing with the stress, but do you know what I see? It's managing it all, isn't it?
And look, you know, I'm not a parent, I'm not a dad, but, you know, and I can't imagine the pressures that must be there. But yeah, I mean, it's realizing and trying to manage those expectations. And I think fundamentally, you know, when I was growing up, you know, what I remember, the memories of my family, I don't remember when I got, there's certain things I remember when I got my first bicycle, but I probably remember when I've got my bicycle because my dad went out and we went riding. It didn't matter what bike it was, what make it was, what color it was. It doesn't make any difference at all, really. I think it's just remembering that sometimes society puts these pressures on us and tells us things are important that they're not really. Like, all I care about is my family are healthy and well and we get some time together. And I think that's the same for everyone, really. Yeah. So I think recognizing those things, and again, don't let, you know, like the expectations of society dictate what you should be doing with your own family or how it should be. You know, there are many people that have everything but don't have anything. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they have all the gifts and materialistic things, but they don't have love or, you know, like the care and the connection of the family isn't there. And so, yeah, I think the wealth is really having that connection in your household, that family time. It is what is everything in Christmas. And that is, again, not being disparaging of financial worries at all, but if anything, just to try and take a bit of that pressure off.
Yeah, but that's where I think the strength comes from. That's where it starts. If you can manage your finances accordingly, then there's great strength in that. And then those pressures and the worry of the cost of living, of course, they're still going to be there. You can manage your finances perfectly well
exactly.
and still exactly. have the challenge. Like, that, I'm not saying that.
Exactly.
But it has to start with that self-reflection or sort of family reflection of what can we afford? What can we not afford? Where can we save money? And being sensible with your money. That's the first place to start, I would guess.
And not being ashamed as well, though, to actually get help and talk to people. I mean, like Nationwide is saying, go in to speak to advisors, talk to them. They've got a cost of living helpline through to give advice and stuff. I do think, you know, speaking to people, because actually there's so much that's outside of your control as well. Like, it's really important what you've said, absolutely. But there's also stuff like, look at the inflation, look at mortgage costs and all these things going up. I think it is really important to recognize that, you know, you can't be responsible for everything. And it's okay to talk to them and say, look, this is difficult. Like, I need advice. What do I do? And sometimes I think we always expect ourselves to know the answer all the time as well. I think it's a very inherent human being thing, especially I'd imagine as a family, like people look at you as the dad or the mum to have the answers. We're just humans, right? We're doing life for the first time as well. Like, we're doing life on the first go. Like, we don't have all the answers. So just be a bit compassionate with yourself. It's one of the biggest, I think dads, parents, you can be very, very hard on yourselves at times when you're actually just doing your best as well. You are doing your best, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. You're doing your best. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself. And I think we also forget, like, kids are resilient. And you know, going back to your example of, you know, you remember the present because you remember the time that your dad spent with you. That's the reason why, you remember the present. So I think if we... I guess there's a bit of a mental shift there. Like, I love that, not being so hard on yourself. What do you think is I suppose, is it opening up? Like, that's the crux of it. And I don't mean to a professional, although the options are there. But actually, do you think sometimes we gloss over the fact that we could just open up to our partner, or even just being, and it have to be child appropriate, but sometimes it's okay to say, no, we're not going to buy that PlayStation 5 because we need to use that money for other things. Like, do you think there's an openness that sometimes we miss?
Well, I mean, we talk about it, right, in the hospital settings, that most hospital complaints don't come down to poor doctor judgment or whatever. It comes down to poor communication. And it's the same with divorces. If you look at divorces and relationship issues, a large percentage of that is about communication and how you communicate. And so, you know, having communication within the household between, you know, parents, but also within children, I think is a really good thing. I mean, I grew up with my parents, to be honest, being like, we don't talk about money, certainly don't talk about money with the children. But I think my parents now actually reflect quite interestingly and say, actually, if, in this day and age and how they do it now, they actually would just talk a lot about it, you know, and have a bit more like, we can afford to this, we can't afford to do that, because it's actually teaching the children really good life lessons. Mm-hmm. Like, it's actually educating children about, like, what we can and can't do, basically. And also what's really important, like, what do you value more? Do you want to go away for a weekend in the summer, or do you want to have, you know, the PlayStation at Christmas, I guess, is that conversation. You go, well, actually, I would rather be with the family, or you know what I mean? You kind of work through those things. So, you know, I guess that anyone working in a mental health space, or as anyone else would be, I'm just rather a big fan of communicating. I just think the sooner you talk about things, the more open you are. You know, it might be difficult in the time. It might cause short-term discomfort because you're talking about something difficult, but the long-term benefit is huge. And the opposite is true. I think sometimes we avoid things that are painful in the now, but the compound interest is massive. You know, it's kind of like being in a relationship that you're not happy in, ripping off the plaster of addressing the unhappiness in the relationship, whether that means fixing something or leaving the relationship, is very painful. But sitting in a relationship for a decade that you're not happy in is infinitely more painful in the long term. That's 10 years as a compound interest of time. So I do think, yeah, in general, face things, communicate well, have openness, and as I said, outside help is important as well. You don't have to have the family itself doesn't have to have all the answers. It's perfect. It's like expecting people to know everything about mental health or to have a heart problem and know everything about heart problems. Like, you go to a doctor to get help and advice for that health issue. Financial health is a similar thing as well.
And in this economic climate, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Every single person, inflation impacts. Like, it's you're not on your own. Like, everyone struggles with it, as the statistics.
It's a difficult time. But I am a believer, you know, this too shall pass. You know, don't give up hope, as hard as things might be. And you can get through. Like, I had great advice, I think, from a consultant of mine years ago when I went through a difficult time. And he said, look, we get through challenges together. No challenge is insurmountable when you've got good people around you. And I actually think that's very true.
Yeah, 100%. And that's part of why we have Dadsnet, because even though you might not know the other people around you, actually you can join a digital community like Dadsnet that then brings people around you. And sometimes it's easier to talk to someone who's you don't know but is still experiencing the same thing.
Well, you're doing brilliant work. It's fantastic.
Thank
it's
you.
Really, really
well, listen,
good.
Yeah, I know you've got a tight schedule, but just before you go, if you could just signpost where people can get some financial help from, but also the mental health app that you mentioned as well. Just signpost that, and then.
Thank you. So, if on the Nationwide Building Society website, you can look at Challenging Times, and it has all the research, but also links as well to helplines that they have. And then with Mettle, it's Mettle. It's a mental fitness app for men. We're really excited about it, and we're seeing the difference it's making to men already. So download it. You can do there's a free trial going on at the moment as well that you can give a go, see what you think, and if you like it, stick around.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Alex, for joining us, and
thank you so much.
Have a great day.
A Dadsnet original podcast.